your facts and stats from around the world. Around the world. Radio X Financial News.
The unemployment rate in France has fallen below 10% for the first time since 2012, offering a boost to the French president, François Hollande, who has said he will not stand for re-election in 2017 unless there is a sustained fall in unemployment this year. The statistics body INSEE said unemployment on mainland France and its overseas territories fell to 9.9% in the second quarter from 10.2% in the previous 3 months. It was the lowest level since the third quarter of 2012, just after Mr. Hollande took office. A Norway-style deal for the UK is being seen as untenable by financiers in London following the UK's decision to leave the EU. Any hopes of following the Norwegian example, in which the UK leaves the EU but retains access to the single market, has been relinquished, according to the Financial Times, which cited unnamed people involved in the negotiations. Financial sector and government officials have been working over the summer to draw up a plan for the so-called Brexit. The chief executive officer of US media giant Viacom, Philippe Dorman, has resigned after a fraught familial battle for the control of the company. Thomas Dooley, his longtime right-hand man as the company's chief operating officer, replaces him temporarily. Mr. Dorman also stood down as president under a settlement that includes a $72 million payoff. He remains non-executive chairman until the 13th of September. The settlement follows a battle between Mr. Dorman and Viacom's controlling shareholder Sumner Redstone.